So we found a meme on Facebook. What did the meme say?
It said, and
something
I quote,
about your best life.
This whole having a job thing is really getting in the way of me living my best life.
And this was a year ago. She posted that a year ago.
This person on Facebook.
This person right on Facebook, right? Job, J-O-B, just over broke. My definition of it. Right? Why would people dedicate 40 hours of their time, precious time, time of which they'll never get back, to go and live somebody else's dream, empower someone else's dream? For people that love to do what they do, I completely understand. If you love to take notes in a meeting, great, then that is your job. If that one makes you happy inside and you can wake up every single day and do that, then that's perfect. But for those of you who complain, and there's many of them that do this on a Monday morning, you know, and celebrate on a Friday, for 2 days out of the week, towards what? To spend washing, cleaning, cooking,
taking care of your family,
and not really enjoying time, quality time. 21 days has been quality time. It's been an understanding process. So much so that one of the revelations in those 21 days was the fact that I was teaching Lila how to, just have a little bit more empathy and control her emotions and feelings when she does feel frustrated and things like that. And obviously I had an off day because this lockdown will do that to you. You know, 21 days of lockdown. I had a bit of an off day, you know, I was having a grumpy day yesterday. But her response, because of what we've been going through in this 21 days of getting to know each other, engaging with her and understanding her, it's not like I didn't know my child. It just gave me a deeper understanding of her. And she, in turn, got a deeper understanding of me, you know? And I was grumpy and frustrated, and she asked me, why you're not smiling? Why you're not happy? Why you're not, you know, your usual self? And I was honest with her, and I told her, I was just in a grumpy mood today. I'm feeling a bit sad. I'm feeling a bit grumpy. I don't know why. And her response was to sing me a song about how not to be grumpy and how to be happy and what to do if you're feeling sad. Just smile and, you know, take a deep breath, of which I did, and I swear to you, that made me feel better. A 3-year-old told me, a man in my 30s, how to. You're never too old to learn, and you're never too young to teach. Right, so when I look at people posting on Facebook, I want somebody to teach my child. Who do you want to teach your child? Who do you want to teach your child?
You are the best teacher.
Have we gone through trials and tribulations in our life? Some people have encountered abuse, you know, physical, whatever, traumatic events. And yes, our experiences are not a true reflection of the truth in itself. But it does offer a way of coping with certain situations that you find yourself in life. So when it comes to things like communication with the people that you love, take this opportunity to do that. Speak openly and speak boldly. You know, do what needs to be done. Why is she saying that on Facebook? Right? It's because people's consciousness is shifting. It's an information technology age, yes, it is. But embedded in that, and if you have to separate that information and technology, it is colliding at the same time. I can literally ask any question that comes to my mind and Google it, and I will find an answer.
You know,
that is the cusp at which we are at right now.
I'm sorry to take you back to what I like what you said about Lila being a good teacher. And I just think that as adults, we spend our lives wanting to be bigger. One day when I'm grown up, I'm going to be a policeman, I'm going to be this, I'm going to be that. But if you do that, you spend less time taking life on life's terms. And a child experiences life with a curiosity and a wonder that we lose because we are trying to be different from what we are. So a child learns to accept, wow, look at this world, it's brand new, I've never seen anything like it before. I want to know everything I can know about this thing. I mean, our daughter drew a picture of lungs. Her words, quote unquote, I wanted to draw an esophagus, but I drew lungs instead. Now you tell me, what can I teach her that she has not already learnt for herself? If my job is to be her teacher and her guide, what can I do that's going to give her the power to learn and to grow and to be the best that she can be, to reach her full potential? Nothing. I can just gaze in wonderment at this 3-year-old who meant to draw an esophagus but drew lungs instead. I was drawing butterflies when I was her age.
Yeah.
Because I was told, you need to draw butterflies. You need to draw, when you draw a picture, you must look like this.
Circles and shapes, by the way.
Yes. I was told that there's something wrong with me because I don't color in the lines. Why?
I was told the same thing about my handwriting in grade 3.
Yeah, it's illegible.
I was illegible to write in cursive.
Yes.
In the 3rd year of primary school. Now you tell me, I will never forget it, and I think I mentioned it to you this morning as well, the scenario that played out, you know, transferred from one school to another, and in that particular school, the standard in that class was to write a certain way. I had already developed that rudiment, so much so that I had developed it in the form of cursive handwriting. So I was stunted by the growth of my class. I'm not saying I was clever. No, I'm not even smart by any stretch of the imagination.
But they dared to compare you. Yes. That was the problem.
That's the thing.
They dared
to say
that your way of living and expressing your life is wrong.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't look like my way of living and expressing my life.
Oh, absolutely correct. And I think that was one of many scenarios in life. That you do encounter. You know, you think of an idea, you think of something, and you're so passionate about it because you've done all the research on it, and you're so excited to tell whoever it is about this idea, your spouse, your parents, you know, the people that are close to you, guardian, whatever the case may be. And you tell them this with such enthusiasm, and then they just shoot you down and say it's never going to happen.
You know how we like to obsess about millennials are like this and the baby boomers are like that. Look, this generation of children that have lived through lockdown, world lockdown, the world is on lockdown. Children are doing the things that children do. They have their parents at home with them. All their needs are being met. They've got shelter, they've got food, they've got clothes on their back, they've got their friends to play with. That's all they need.
And I think the best part of it
and
is
that
the
is
fact
why
that their parents are there, especially for the little ones.
Exactly.
You know, the older ones will be quite irritated at this stage because the parents are there.
The parents are like, no, you need to go to school. No, you need to structure your day like this.
The older ones will obviously have that rebellious thing traits
in them. Imagine the feats of human accomplishments this generation is going to achieve just because they were born during the time of lockdown. That is major. They won't have any of the hang-ups we have. None of the issues.
100%, because they would use history as a learning.
When I was 7 years old, I decided I'm going to be a journalist. And the reason I wanted to be a journalist was because I wanted my grandfather to think that I'm the cleverest person in the world, because he reads the newspapers and he pays attention to the newspapers, and I wanted him to pay attention to me.
And your grandfather was someone that you looked up to.
Yes.
You found he was like the hierarchy.
And he was proud of me, and that meant more to me than how much I got for my first paycheck or how much I got on my first test in journalism school. Because I had convinced myself that I have a talent for writing, for talking, for thinking.
Mm.
And I thought I needed somebody else to tell me how to talk and think and write and tell stories.
Mm.
Now imagine the class of writers, the authors, the scientists that is going to come out of this generation.
Mm. I think if anything, this should be a time that people look at, and that's why I got this thing on my and I like, I don't know where I got this thing from, the picture on my WhatsApp profile. You know, that go within, right? And find out what it is that you are good at. Because everybody's given a gift. You were implanted with a DNA code that is so unique and is so different. Why would you go to a place that standardizes everything?
Mm.
Like school, for example. I'm not saying don't learn. I'm not saying don't go to school. I'm saying just change the way you're doing it.
Yeah.
Change the way you learn. Because for 100 years you sat behind a desk and you listened to a teacher and they benchmarked a standard of curriculum that told you that if you passed this, you would then advance to the next level. Now when you look at that curriculum in itself and you think to yourself, this is not the potential of humanity. This is not all I could have learned in that period, in that year. This is not all I could have achieved in that year of learning this. So, you know, I think if anything, this lockdown period will give people a certain shift in their consciousness. I think it is. Because that's just what they need to do at this time. Because if you want to look at money and the things that it's benchmarked against, why would you waste time worrying about something that is backed against nothing? The US dollar is backed against absolute nothing but trust. Why would you waste 40 hours of your time chasing this thing instead of chasing the one thing that makes you happy?